Greetings, dear listener. Solo pod today. So, I've recently discovered that there are some married couples where the husband, the male, does not go grocery shopping with the wife. And I have three examples that I came upon recently. First was we were at a niece's graduation party. It was at her parents' house in Elk Grove. And we come upon Liz Fisher, and she's on the phone, and turns out she's on the phone with Alan, her husband, and they're chatting. We didn't get any of the conversation, but she hangs up and she's like, "Yeah, I sent Alan to Rayleigh's for some limes, and he called me and was asking me all these questions," and I was like, "What? For limes? If Carolyn told me to go get some limes, I'd be back in 5 minutes with a plethora of limes." But later, my wife told me that Alan didn't go grocery shopping with Liz. It was a solo endeavor. He never did it. He was either busy with work or church or whatever. And so that fell into Lizard Lips's lap and her purview, and that's her thing. So sending Alan to Rayleigh's for a couple limes was like sending a child into the wilderness alone, I say. Second example. My toxic trait is when I see something in someone's life that I find odd or don't agree with or think I know a better way, I hound them, I rag on them until they cannot take it anymore, because it just blows my mind that they're not doing it my way or a different way or the way I deem better. So my old coworker, Richard Beeson, he likes Gatorade G2, the low-calorie sports drink. And so I see him all the time sipping on bottles of Gatorade G2. I'm like, "How much did you get that for?" And he says, $3. I was like, okay. So I'm at Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market, right across from where we work. And I see a bunch of Gatorade G2. Same size, tons of flavor. The flavor he likes is in there. So I send him a picture, and I'm like, "Dude, these are $1.50 each." Like, and we're right across. Our work is right across the street. Can head on over here, buy a gargantuan amount, and save a ton of dough. And it's exactly what you want. And then so we're talking later, and he says, "Yeah, I don't like going to the grocery store. That's not my thing. I don't do all that." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, my wife does it. I go to 7-Eleven, gas stations, convenience stores, liquor stores. If I need something," thus him paying $3 for a beverage he could get for much less, half the price, at a grocery store. And I was like, "But you could save money. You could buy a lot at one time. I don't get it. Why?" So it just vexed me. It vexed me. It drove me crazy. And then the final example that I submit to the court, Your Honor, is, so my mom likes Trader Joe's prunes. Perrine. And there's a Trader Joe's literally a mile from her house. It's just down the hill, just down the way. And so she wasn't feeling good. And so she's like, "Vince, I want some prunes. So go to Trader Joe's and then ship them down to me." And I was like, "What?" And I was like, "But Kurt, your husband, Grandpa Curtis, he's right there." And she's like, he can't do it. He'll get confused." And I said, "Mom, it's a mile away. He can go on the solos. And he could just walk in. Trader Joe's are the friendliest people on the planet. And he could say, point me to your Peruvian section. And they would escort him to the dried fruit area / trail mix area / nut area. And grab him a bag or two, put it in his hands and say, be on your way, sir. Have a wonderful day. But she would not ask him to do it. She had zero faith in him. And so I was like, okay. So I went to Trader Joe's, bought a bag of Peruvians for $4 to ship them. To ship them down to San Diego was $9. Okay. So I'm paying four times the price. Okay, three times the price for these dang prunes, because my mom doesn't think my stepdad can shop at the grocery store. Fast forward to when we were just down there. She had me go to Vons, pick up some stuff. Vons is a grocery store like Raley's, Safeway, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, yeah, this is on sale. This is on sale. That's on sale. Get me this. Get me that. Okay, no worries. I got a mom. And so she's like, your total should be $11. I'm like, okay, mom. Lo and behold, my total was $11. And so we're chatting it up after I get back from the grocery store. And she said, yeah, I sent Kurt to Vons and his total should have been $21, but it was $45 because he didn't know how to do the coupons, or I have no idea. But I was like, okay, that's a very legitimate example, spending over double, because you're not so adept at the supermarket. I like to shop early, and I have gifted this early shopping habit to Carolyn. We used to go to the grocery store in the dark when it was 6 a.m. When it's that time of the year, daylight savings time or whatever. Did we do it? Did we save the daylight? So we would Walmart for groceries. We'd go to Walmart 5:40, 5:50, 5:55, and there's always 8-ish people just waiting outside, waiting for them to unlock the doors and open them. And I was like the Mervyn's lady, open, 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 open. This habit came to me because shopping early came to me because I used to be really fat and it was embarrassing and I would get sweaty doing anything. So the less people, the better. But I'm still a chonky boy. I'm still thick. I've kept on to the early shopping habit just because waking up early for me is easy, thanks to my mom. She would barge into my room during summer vacation and say, what are your plans today? What are you going to do at 7 a.m.? And I would be groggy and I'd say, well, I was going to get high with Brandon Mabini and then maybe smoke some more weed with Cliff Ragadio. But I don't really have an agenda, Ma. But I still wake up early, and Carolyn now wakes up early. But I like, listen, grocery shopping is our thing. We go and it's a datey date and it's time together, and yes, it's a chore, and it's it can get mundane and repetitive and monotonous, and you're just a grind in your life sometimes. You're like, and listen, she wants to buy more stuff, and I often say no. And then my parting line is always when she wants to buy something, and then I say no, we go back and forth, quid pro quo, or is it tit for tat? It's the back and forth is quite vociferous, and then my parting shot is always just do whatever you want, woman, and then I walk away. But that's our time, and it's, I dare say, it's fun. It's quality time together. I couldn't imagine not shopping grocery shopping with the wife, and sometimes she does shopping on her own. I do shopping on my own because my grocery outlet, like I said, is right across the street from my work. So I'm there alone. And then Carolyn, when she works from home, she goes to the grocery store, and then she goes to the Nugget by her work sometimes. So we do shop alone, but by and large, that's our weekly thing. That's when we spend time together and we get to agree on products and disagree on products. And oh, it's a grand old time. Our parasocial podcast friend, Megan Rage, shops alone. She's married to Brett Rage. She shops alone majority of the time because she wants to shop alone. Her, I guess her and Brett arguing over spending and prices and products is like Carolyn and mine times 10 or 30 or something. But she prefers shopping alone. She enjoys shopping alone because it's not so there's not so much conflict back and forth with her husband. And yeah, throughout my whole life, my mom, I mean, I never thought of it until this topic came up. My mom grocery shopped alone for however old I am, 46 years. And Kurt never went to the supermarket. What my mom would like to do on Sunday is she would take me to church, and then we would go to a bunch of Asian stores and get like Chinese sausage, which is really fatty and really tasty. And she would get all sorts of Asian stuff, Vietnamese stuff, Chinese stuff. And then we would hit up the grocery stores, the big stores, the regular chains like Vons, Lucky, Albertsons. Those were stores down in San Diego back in the mid 80s and early 90s. But that was, again, it's not freaking Disneyland, but you're spending some time together. Sometimes you can convince your mom to get a bag of chips or whatever. So I consider it a good time had by all. And that's mine and Carolyn's thing. It boggles my mind that some dudes don't go grocery shopping with their wives. But on the other hand, whatever. We all have our things, don't we? We all have our little habits and routines and idiosyncrasies in our relationships and marriage. So whatever. Do what makes you happy. Alrighty. Well, that's the end of the program. Take care. Brush your hair.